Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
It's just a minute after 8 o'clock, and welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. Look at it out there. It's an absolutely perfect Laguna Beach morning. I hope that the weekend is like this and that you enjoy it. We've got a hiker in studio with us this morning. In for Chamber Chat, Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, Executive Director of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. She always brings interesting guests, and today is no exception. Paula, hi.
Hi, Ed. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm going to be better. I'm taking a mental health day this morning.
Yeah, and those of us that hear that go, yeah, I'm a little jealous now.
I'm actually, when you say a hiker, I have my hiking pack with me, 2 liters of water, and as soon as we're done with the show, I'm hitting a hill.
That is awesome. Congratulations, first of all, on carving out that space in your day to take a mental health day.
Yeah, and then meeting some girlfriends for brunch, and then we're going to go have a spa afternoon.
I love that.
Mental health.
Thank you. And I, with that in mind, I'm thanking you right now for making the time to come in here and bring in a very special guest today.
I would never miss mornings with Ed.
Thank you so much. The environmentally conscious surfboard artist. She's really a coastal and surfboard artist here in Laguna Beach. We welcome Carolyn Johnson this morning. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Ed and Paula. It's really great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
It's fantastic to have you. This conversation for me and my heart has been long overdue. You do magnificent works of art, and I see them on surf. I see them everywhere. I have one at home, but I see them mostly on surfboards, and I think just dynamic works of art.
Well, that's really taken off for me in the last few years. In 2019, I really started down the coastal road after being in Festival of Arts in 2018. And I was passing the beach every time, and I'm like, why aren't I doing more coastal work? So that launched that. And then being in a show down in Southern California, or down in the San Diego area, I was asked to paint on a recycled surfboard. Right. So they give you one, and it's a total mess. And I said, do you think I can get another one in case I mess this up? I was really afraid of embarrassing myself. So that was the launch of getting into my surfboard, recycle, upcycle, repurpose surfboard art. So I'm saving surfboards one surfboard at a time.
And they turn out beautifully. I'm wondering if the process has changed from the very first surfboard you'd done to the last surfboard that you're just actually the beautiful surfboard you brought in here this morning.
Yes, it really has evolved a lot. Matter of fact, I have about 5 of my original boards left, and they look so undimensional. They just don't have a lot of dimension to them. My very first one, I have it in this brochure that you have. I actually did this brochure right before I did 3 surfboards.
It's a beautiful brochure.
Yeah, and it's and the first one I did, actually I left the fins on. So imagine it arcing out from the wall instead. So now I don't have the fins on so that it's actually arcing into the wall, which is much more natural. But the whole process that has changed is that I do multi-layers between my resin. So I am not a resin pour artist, believe it or not.
Now, you mentioned that as you walked in. I asked you what you thought of. We have a surfboard here in the lobby, and that was done by resin pour artist Jason Raitt, who is now in Oregon. And for a while, you were the only 2 artists that use resins at all on surfboards. How is yours different? How is that different?
Well, in the process of first putting down the primer and then your first color coat, then I put down water-based paints. Okay. And I get them to work with each other with a liquid that I actually create a technique with. So then I let that dry. I add resin, let that dry, and then I use my non-water-based inks, metallics, and other colors in blends. And then I let that dry. So what that does is, between the metallics and the non-metallics, right, you create this depth. And if you know what in printing is a knockout, and a knockout is when, let's say you do a circle and it opens up to the layer below. That's a knockout. Okay. So you may have, on my surfboards, 6 different levels of knockouts. And you add sun and light to that, and you create this amazing dimension with the pearlescence metallics and the non-metallics, and it just creates this dance that happens.
And I'm watching that dance now as the sun shines off of the surfboard you brought in. You're right, the perfect explanation of that is a dance. Mm-hmm. How long is that process? What is from the moment you get a surfboard until we have what we have in front of us here?
Well, you know, collecting surfboards when you're not just going out and buying a new one is part of the process.
Okay.
And not always an easy one.
A lot of garage sales for you?
You know, garage sales, people who now know of what I do. I just had a call last week from a fellow here in Laguna Beach spontaneously who said, hey, I know you. You work on surfboards. I just found two floating out in the ocean.
There you go.
And I'm like, oh, I hope you didn't like borrow them from somebody. So I went and looked at them.
Did we look for the surfers that were attached to them,
yeah,
by the way?
I hope he was concerned about that too. So that's, you know, part of the process. I have scouts that look for me. That's my primary source. So in other words, I'm actually purchasing from other people. So it's a full circle here. Right. So, you know, the people who are looking for me make some money in getting me the surfboards. I sometimes find them myself, not as often anymore.
Right.
So then the next level, of course, is cleanup, and that's a major issue. You know, you may have to fill with Bondo and fix the nose or fix the, you know, portions. You may have to take the fins off.
Right.
There's a lot of sanding that goes on. You don't actually sand down and scraping, you know, getting the wax off. And then when you're finally ready, you put a primer coat on.
Okay. And that length of time is?
The length of time on cleanup is about a week.
Okay.
On and off. And then you've got your the painting and the processing and the layering. And then at the backside, you finish the back off. You put the hangers on. And then you're ready to go. Start to finish, 4 weeks, I'd say.
And so a client could find you quite literally just by calling you up and going, hey, I got a surfboard. Here it is. Can you do something? Whatever it is, be as creative as you want. Boom.
Exactly.
Right. And how do they find you?
They could find me on my website at carolynjohnsongallery.com.
Okay. Or go to the Chamber of Commerce website.
Or go to the Chamber website. I have a quick question.
Yeah.
If somebody brings you a board and says, I'm looking for a color that matches whatever is going on in my home. And I realize yours mostly is coastal, but are you able to work within those parameters? And let's just use an off example like pink. Obviously, those are not ocean colors.
Right.
Are you able to work within that parameter?
I just recently, 2 months ago, did two pink surfboards for a little girl's room. Through Bliss Home and Design in Corona Del Mar, where I have some of my art. So I do a lot of commission pieces for people. In that particular case, as you see with the fish on this one, which is a collage,
right.
I did butterflies on one of them. And my biggest fear on the second one was that who would ever look at white water on a pink background and actually think it looks like an ocean? Well, it did.
Right.
That's the talent of the artist.
Right, right. I could see myself walking in with a surfboard and going, here, carve out a shark bite. And then, something unique like that.
Yeah, like how cool would that be?
Yeah, carve out a little shark bite. And there's this. I love the creativity that I'm seeing in the brochure that you just opened up there. And you mentioned earlier that on your drives, you see the ocean and it inspires you. Do you keep a picture? Like if you see something inspirational and you happen to be in your car, do you snap a picture in your mind and that becomes a work of art?
Well, I'm a longtime beach girl.
Okay.
So Northern California, every weekend over to Santa Cruz, whether it was to body surf or to do a little bit of surfing, I will never ever say I was a good surfer. And then coming down here 15 years ago, I just have the ocean and the interaction of the ocean and how the waves come together and the beauty of the pulling apart and the anticipation of the next wave and how that flows embedded in my mind. I will have to tell you that never do I reference, at least, gosh, I can't even think in the last 2 years, reference a piece of art to do a piece.
Right.
I just kind of go in the moment and, you know, we all love, I call it a communication when you see those waves coming together. It's like a relationship. Or is it pulling away? Are your feet in the sand there? Or are you up on a cliff? And, you know, depending on what your perspective is how you could look at my boards and say, well, where am I standing? Am I a bird flying over it? Right. What am I doing?
Right. That's a real beach girl right there.
Yeah, for sure.
The titles, you have tangible messages within the titles. What's the thought process when you title the work?
Well, I want to inspire people.
Okay.
And I don't want a piece that says, something negative.
Right.
You know, to have something like impossible is not a word. Okay. You know, that's what this piece is called.
Okay.
We need uplifting these days. You know, we don't always have the opportunity to have those inspiring conversations with people in our lives, but, you know, maybe they could look at a piece in their home and say, you know, that says something to me, or to say, you're my miracle.
Right.
Or to say, my life's been waiting on me. You know, where does that pull you back to? What does that mean? And I name my pieces, or another one, The Next Journey, or Celebrate the Present. You know, I talk about naming my pieces in relationships. We have, I think, four relationships. The one with ourselves, the one with our closest person next to us, you know, our partner.
Right.
The one with our community, and the one with our God. And my point is that you could take any of those titles, like impossible is not a word, and overlay that onto one of those relationships. Because a lot of people say, well, what does that mean? And I'm like, it's, you know, I don't want to push it back on you, but it's not about me. It's about what it means to you.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Thank you for bringing her in.
Yeah, for sure.
I
needed that this morning for some reason.
I feel a little inspired this morning. Then thank you for that, Caroline. So are you working on anything right now that you might be letting us in on?
Oh, my life is so busy. I am so
busy is
happy.
Good.
I don't like to call myself blessed because everybody's blessed. I think it's perspective. I feel very inspired every day. I just got done doing four commissions. The largest one was 85 by 60.
Wow.
And it's like this oceanscape that you see on the front of the brochure.
Okay.
And one thing I wanted to tell you about, in addition to on all phases of my coastal art, whether it be the surfboards or whatever, additional things that I do add is I may add like a shape of a fish and then do I have a technique I call soft carving.
What is
where
that?
I actually carve into the soft gel medium and I put design elements within that. So, in an oceanscape, it may be resin above with
right.
all that. And then below, this is all textural. And I have underpainting and then I put all the ocean waves and I carve them in so that if you were to see from the side or with light casting down, it would actually cast a shadow, a slight shadow. And then as the light moves through your house during the day, it moves.
Oh, that's amazing. And that's part of the evolution of Carolyn Johnson.
It is.
Okay.
It's because I am really, I've always, you know, you look at my stuff and you might say, oh, she's a painter. You know, up until recently, I have always just called myself a drawing artist because I was doing just line work on a lot of things. And that's the evolution of my work is that I have moved into painting, which I was quite scared of colors for a very long time.
A couple of questions before I let you go. So you earlier had talked about, and very rightfully so, the inspiration that of the titles. Had you ever created a piece of art that you were personally in a dark time, and did that art reflect that darkness?
Well, now, I think we have a long story on that, and I'll try to make it really short.
We got time.
I'll try to make it really short.
We got time.
I've been drawing my whole life. My dad would start out at the kitchen table, and he taught me how to draw.
Right.
But we had a lot of drama in my house. But what I would like to say is that when my mother did get sick, and she did die at a young age, I was drawing some very dark things. But I think what I was doing is I was... And it was in pencil, and it was like, basically, let's just say she was not functional for about a year and a half. And so it would be my eyes wide open with a docile person laying on my shoulder. I still have those pictures. But what it did, it was my therapy.
Okay.
It was my pushing out of, let's pull this out, Carolyn. You got to look at it.
Right.
You got to look at what's going on because you're going to never heal it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay. Thank you. And again, thank you for that story. Thank you for sharing that story. If our listeners, again, want to bring you an item, if they want to go online and see those beautiful pictures I'm looking at right now, where do we go?
Go to CarolynJohnsonGallery.com. You could also just Google surfboard art. You could My phone number's on there. Emails are on there. Okay. You know, reach out to me in any way you'd like. I put together color palettes for homes and build in those colors specifically to what you want. Whether it's pink or not.
I have a feeling Paula's going to be getting a pink surfboard here.
Oh, no. Pink is not in my home.
And are you going to be at any of the festivals? Because you know Sawdust has the spring fling coming up and also in the summertime. Are you going to be at any of the festivals?
Well, most recently, I'm going to be participating in Art That's Small at City Hall.
Oh, let's talk about it.
Yeah, and that's coming up. We're dropping those off on the 12th. And I have a very interesting piece. It's actually on a 12-inch vinyl record.
I can't wait to see it.
And I've incorporated some of the textural things I also put in, which is on that piece, is eggshell. You will never believe it's eggshell, but I overpainted. It looks like little tiny rocks. I also put in abalone, not on that particular piece, but little abalone shells. I put in real sand on my pieces sometimes. And I put in shells, little just little broken shells.
Right.
And then the collage. So I love the textural aspect of it.
Oh, beautiful. We've been talking to Carolyn Johnson, coastal and surfboard artist here in town, environmentally conscious. I need to add that when every time we talk about you. Yeah. Thank you so much, Paula, for bringing her in this morning.
Of course.
And thank you so much, Carolyn, for being here today.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you.
Can't wait to have you back. Will you be sure and come back?
I would love to.
All right. 8:19 the time. Mornings with Ed.
1, 2, 3, 4. Love is such a selfish thing. It's always crying me, me, me. Trying to mess up all my plans, and I work real hard to make you understand. And I try my best to help you understand. I've been trying over the years to try and overcome these fears, but nothing I come up with proves I can. I work real hard to make you understand. Yeah, I'll try my best to help you understand. I'm on a train, but I cannot rest upon it. I'm on a train, but it won't stay on the rails. And I got a sailboat with her name. They make it happen with their hands. Can they build it up from nothing with their hands? I could lose my mind just trying to understand. Love is such a selfish thing. It's always crying me, me, me. And it's always trying to mess up all my plans. Work real hard to make you understand. And I'll try my best to help you understand.
Now this is not you right upside of my conscience. Good morning with a musical sound saying
fly Rasta.